Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Why does one local hospice care nurse do what she does? Let's go in depth with Barb Van Gorp with HCI Hospice Care Services, Knoxville. Barb, when did you decide to be a nurse?
I was in my first year of college, and I had some friends who were going to be going into nurses training, and I always liked caring for people, and so I just thought maybe that's what I'd like to do.
Well, that's no easy chore. There's a whole lot to learn, a lot of complex topics in biology and caring for people. Did it come easy?
I would say the book part of it probably didn't come very easy, but I like to communicate with people and I like to meet them where they are, and so I loved the caring part of it.
And still do.
And still do, yes.
What is it about caring for people that you enjoy?
I guess it's more just that's how I was raised, and that's where my heart goes, to meet people where they are and to try to understand, empathize with what they're going through, the hardships that they're going through. And yeah, that's, I guess, kind of where it comes from.
So somebody needs help and you want to be there helping.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, what do you do for HCI Hospice Care Services?
Well, at HCI Hospice, we meet people in their homes. We visit patients in their homes. We see them in whatever environment they call home. So whether that is assisted living or if it's at a nursing facility or if it's in their home. And if they're needing special care, they also get care at the hospital that we visit them there.
It's just normal nurse kinds of things, but I bet there's some different things with hospital patients than one would encounter in a normal nursing day.
For them to be in the hospital, it usually means that their symptoms are out of control, or there's things that are not able to be managed in the home setting or in the long-term care setting, and so they go to the hospital for a short-term stay to get those symptoms under control, whether that is pain or anxiety, nausea, vomiting, those kind of things. And we're usually able to get that under control within a few short days and then get them back to their home, which is where they want to be.
Is that where most people want to stay, is their home?
You know, it's not always. A lot of it depends on what support services they have as well. When they're early on in our work with them, you know, they're able to get around and move around, then absolutely they want to stay in their home. When their care needs get to be more than what one person can provide or themselves can provide, then they will sometimes look at another place to live, such as a nursing facility or a hospice house or a hospice room at the hospital.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Barb Van Gorp with HCI Hospice Care Services. Well, now you could work in any capacity in healthcare. Why do you choose to work with hospice patients?
You know, I got into hospice care I had a sister who died of cancer at the age of 48, and my family and I helped to take care of her. And I witnessed firsthand the loving care that hospice staff give to patients in that time of need. And so a couple years after that, I had the opportunity to start working in hospice. So I've been working in hospice since 2006, but really my passion for it was formed at that point with the wonderful care that my sister obtained.
And so even though you're a nurse, you couldn't bear all of that responsibility of caring for your sister, and so hospice helped.
Oh, absolutely. There, what I have learned, and I learned then, was that hospice care is a very specific specialty care, and hospice staff are experts at end-of-life pain and symptom management, and they really understand walking alongside patients and families in their in the final chapter of their lives. And our whole goal is at HCI Hospice is to get their symptoms under control so that their symptoms don't control them, but that they are able to live their life well for as many days as the Lord gives them.
Well, and you must be able to deal with the psychology of it too, because I guess that there's some people that take it in stride, some people that are angry, some people are depressed, maybe all in the same day.
Oh, yes.
Or in different amounts of pain.
Yeah.
So how do you tell exactly how to structure your interactions with someone?
You know, I think it's important to have an attitude that we don't know everything, but that we are there to be a support for the patients and their families in whatever needs they may have. Sometimes we, you know, our days are never structured, and we never know what's going to unfold in the day when we started in the morning. But, you know, we're pretty good about reading patients' needs. And so patients may mention something, you know, even, how do I say goodbye? And it can start a conversation in helping them then to say goodbye. You know, the symptoms, physical symptoms, are sometimes the most easy symptoms to learn to be able to manage, because there's a pill for it. The emotional and the spiritual issues that can come up with having to say goodbye to their loved ones, or their loved ones having to say goodbye to them, that's tougher, because that's not something that has to be done on everybody's day on a daily basis. It's a lot of times a new path for people that they've never had to be on. And so I see our role at HCI Hospice as well to kind of be a coach through those end days and the final chapter of their lives, to help them learn how to say goodbye to their loved ones. And life is much more than having to just take a pill every 4 hours so you can move and be comfortable. If we can get that pain under control, then they're able to live their life well. They are able to complete those tasks that they need to complete before they take their last breath on earth.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Barb Van Gorp with HCI Hospice Care Services. Well, and you're part of a team, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. Yes, very much so.
So let's just take a typical hospice patient. What's the team?
Well, the hospice team is every patient is assigned a nurse and a social worker, a spiritual care counselor. And then patients have the option to also have an aide who can help with their daily needs, with bathing and that sort of thing. They have a massage therapist that we can offer to our patients. And then volunteers to help the patient or the family with these various needs that they might have.
How do you communicate with each other about a patient's needs?
either we've got our phone with us all the time, so we're either calling each other or we use email and we communicate. Our team communicates very, very well, and we understand each other well. We function very well at HCI Hospice. You know, the other big benefit to hospice with from a nursing perspective is that we are, as nurses, on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. There's always someone at the other end of that phone. And sometimes people, then we can help keep them from having to make the extended ER visits. We can help them stay out of the hospital if that's what their wishes are. But we come to their home even if it's the middle of the night.
What do people need to know about hospice that they don't? I mean, what should people be doing? What do you do that they don't know? What's the biggest thing that where you say, I wish they would have known this?
Yeah. You know, so often people think that hospice means their loved one is, or themselves, are going to die in the next day. So when a physician says, you know, maybe you could consider hospice, there's a lot of resistance to it. And I understand that because people look at hospice as the last phase, the terminal stage, and nobody wants to be there. And but I can't tell you the number of people that I have said that have said to me and to our team, man, we wish that we would have known about you guys sooner because we offer such a support. What I tell my patients and families is that hospice, our focus is not on them dying, but our focus is on them living and living well for as many days as the Lord gives them. And people understand what comfort means. People understand that once they meet us, that we're not, you know, we don't carry a black cape and sickle with us, but that we are very much there for them. We are normal people who are just coming into their home to offer the care and support that we can give and help them, you know, knowing that we are experts at pain and symptom management, that we really can help them live well for as long as they have.
Well, and at the same time, I'm guessing, let's just say we have an older couple that you're helping, not just the patient, but the spouse.
Yes.
Because the spouse can't do everything, and there's this incredible burden on them to do everything,
yes,
to be there all the time, yeah, and to sacrifice everything that they have going for that, mm-hmm, for the person that's ill. So I'm guessing that you're also helping the spouse or other members of the family almost as much as the patient.
Absolutely, we are. You know, we consider our patient as the patient / family. Once a person goes to hospice, we don't just have one patient, but we have their entire family. And how we do that is, just like you said, you know, we see a lot of our elderly. They're needing a lot of help, and their care needs are increasing while their physical bodies are getting weaker. And so that's where our aide can really come in and help with bathing and showering. And it might be once a week, it might be twice a week, it could be 5 days a week, just depending on what their needs are. We have sometimes people who have financial questions. Our social worker, Mary Jo, is an expert at helping people with that. Some people have spiritual distress that it's like, what, we don't know what to do. There's family issues that either our social worker or our spiritual care counselor, Don Effinger, can help with that. And so, you know, there's just a lot. Sometimes people are too weak to make it to the doctor for lab draws or for a doctor visit. We can then, as the nurse, we become the eyes and ears for that physician. We communicate with our doctors regularly. And if there's a symptom that's out of control, instead of waiting a week to finally be able to make it to the doctor, we could call the doctor that day that we see them and start symptom management right then and there. And so we can really help with that part of it too.
Now, you were just named one of Iowa's 100 great nurses. How did that feel?
You know, it was very humbling. There's a lot of great nurses out there, and I work alongside many, many great nurses, and so it was an honor, but it's very humbling.
Thanks to Barb Van Gorp for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.